Good evening, thanks for staying. They say the best for last, I guess. So just do an introduction of myself. Okay, my name's Don Parsons. I've lived in Conway since I was probably 6 years old. Graduated from high school here with the largest graduating class at that time. There was 13 of us, which is now there's 195, I think, graduated last year. I've got three adult children, all of them own homes here in Fermling. One of them lives in Maui full-time, but she still has her house here. I've got nine grandchildren going to Fermling schools. Previously, I was a town board member for about 6 years. I've served one term as a city councilman for Ward 2. I was a scoutmaster for 25 years in Fermling. My background is in heavy-duty construction. I do commercial work for probably the last 45 years. I was general superintendent for companies that worked all over the United States.
Okay. You just defined who you are. Now expand. Why you?
Why me? Because I believe that Fermling is sitting on the edge of large growth. And it's been my experience that you need somebody that understands growth and what is needed for the community. The city of Fermling has very little economic businesses here. You know, if you look at Fallon, they have all sorts of different businesses. They're a community about the same size as Fermling, Lovelock, Winnemucca, Elko. Even Little Battle Mountain has more businesses than the city of Fermling with a lot smaller population. And I think with my experience in the construction industry, I'll be a huge asset in working with businesses that are coming in here and helping them streamline the process of getting their building permits, make it more business friendly.
How many city council meetings have you attended in the past year?
I don't know. Probably there's two a month. I probably attended 10 to 12.
Can you explain the open meeting law?
The open meeting law is an instrument that governs the process that all things that are discussed at a city council meeting, it has to be advertised. The agenda has to be specific to what you're talking about, and if you go off of the agenda, if you're talking about raising water rates or something like that, you have to stay on the water rates. And at the city hall right now, there's two attorneys that sit there that keep the council on track on what is what they should be talking about and what they shouldn't be talking about.
What can be done to take the burden of water bonds away from the citizens?
The only thing I can think of is the water bond was put in there with the idea that there was going to be close to 400 houses a year built permanently for the next 30 years. The water treatment plant was built and growth stopped. For 4 or 5 years in a row, there was maybe 10 houses and then 8 houses and then 2 houses and then no houses being built. I believe with the development that's going on down in Canyon, you're going to see a lot of growth in the city of Fermling. That is the only thing that is going to help the citizens with the water bond, is to get more users and to spread it out equally instead of having the people in the community pay for the water treatment plant.
Okay, what can be done to attract businesses to fill commercial space in the industrial parks and strip malls?
Well, some of the companies that I was working for in the Midwest and on the East Coast, there's two different conferences every year. One is held in Florida, one is held in Las Vegas, where all your business and industries go to. And the city firm has to sell itself and sell what we can offer the businesses to bring them in here, and that's going to be a lower price on properties, lower taxes for what you have in your building. To expedite the process for developing your permits so you can actually get building on, or get started on your structures like they do in Story County. And just making it more business friendly. Right now, I don't believe the city of Fernley is really all that business friendly.
Okay. As a citizen of Fernley, what concerns you about your hometown?
Well, it taxes the water. I know for a fact that the water treatment plant was put in with the idea that it was going to add a service to the community. I do believe that it was done in the wrong manner. Instead of spending the same comparable rate that Fallon and some of the smaller communities had paid, like $17 million for their water treatment plant, we paid $40 million to begin with and then another $40 million for our infrastructure. It's just the water is the thing that really concerns most of the people in the community. And my ward is mostly ag ward, so what their main concern is the development of the Desert Shadows Road on the other side of the canal for fire protection, police protection, and ambulance service, because those roads over there are so rough that fire department, all those guys take a long time to get in there.
All right, and finally, the last question, why do you want to be on the city council?
It's a good question. I don't know. I've been here before, and it's, Fernley is my hometown, and Fernley has been the hometown for my family since 1914. My family was one of the first homesteaders in the area here, and I can remember growing up here, and we don't have a lot of the problems and issues that the largest communities have. We have good schools. I mean, I heard tonight that our schools really weren't that good by some of the candidates, but our schools are good and they're excellent. We offer a lot of things that the larger communities don't have, and this is where my family and grandchildren live, and this is where I'm going to live and die. I've got cemetery plots out here at the Fernley Cemetery right now. So it's just, this is my home, and I feel like I'm obliged to use some of my resources and talents that I have gained over the past 40 years to help the community grow and, to improve it for everybody. And I represent everybody in the community. I just don't represent the people in Ward 2. I represent all 5 wards. And I am a problem solver. And I've worked with all levels of government in my career, from cities to counties to states and the federal government. I've done a lot of projects for the federal government, and all my projects have worked out relatively smoothly because I'm a problem solver. Find out what I have to do to take and solve it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.